have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 888-7753. 77Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question. Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? That is the biblical question, brand new one. We didn't get a chance to deal with last week's biblical question, even at fellowship, of do you understand yourself? Well, most people don't. I can just tell you that. Most people don't, because if most people understood themselves, we will have peace on earth. We will have peace on earth. But there are people now who are starting to work on themselves. Men and women are working on themselves. Anyway, why do you pay attention to yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you are busy, you might not be today because it's, I believe it's War Day or something. What is it?
Veterans Day.
Let's see. Oh, it doesn't say what he...
At the top.
Oh, it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans. Do you supposed to say Happy Veterans to the veterans? Okay. Happy Veterans Day. I have on my shirt, We the People. I have it on for that reason, and I also have it that We the People spoke on this last election day, and we got somebody to work for us and not against us. So I have it on for two reasons. But Happy Veterans Day. Is this like a national holiday?
Yep.
So it's like a national holiday. Amazing. Anyway, if you're busy doing whatever you're doing and you're not able to sit and just watch the show live as it's happening, you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad, doing whatever it is that you're doing. Swimming. Well, I don't know about swimming. Maybe swimming, but I doubt it. You can't have your phone on you while you're swimming. But walking the dog, hiking, jogging, lifting weight, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, turning around over there in Mexico from trying to come into our country now that Trump is here. What are you afraid? You may be deported, and you will. You still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And if you to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Monday. And though we take all calls on all issues, we set aside Monday, and we take the ladies' calls first as they come in, because Monday is female and will always be female Monday. All my life as a fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. So Trump And then I'll get to your call. Is working on selecting his staff already. He's not wasting any time. He hit the floor working. Isn't that amazing? And apparently, he is supposed to be meeting with Joe Biden this week. And a lot of, or some liberals are not happy about that. They want war. They don't want peace. They want Trump and Biden not even talking, working out things. But they're dealing with a different source right now in Donald Trump. So already, according to the NBC News, President-elect Donald Trump. Why do they have to say elect? We know he is elect. It makes it sound off a little bit. But President-elect Donald Trump named his campaign co-chair Susan Wiles to be his White House chief of staff, making her, everything got to be first, but making her the first woman to take on this role. Watch this from NBC.
Susie likes to stay sort of in the back, let me tell you. The ice baby. We call her the ice baby.
Susie is Susie Wiles, Trump's enigmatic top aide, who is now said to be his White House chief of staff, the first woman ever in that role.
Susie likes to stay in the background. She's not in the background.
Wiles has never done a television interview about her role in the president-elect's campaign. In a statement, President-elect Trump called Wiles smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected. Wiles, a 40-year veteran of Republican politics, cut her teeth working for Congressman Jack Kemp. Her first role with Donald Trump was as the co-chair of his 2016 Florida campaign, a state where she had become well-known in political circles for engineering Rick Scott's razor-thin 2010 victory in the governor's race.
She's a good listener. She's humble. She doesn't say, hey, I know all the answers.
How important do you think those qualities are in working with Donald Trump?
I think they're pretty important.
As the de facto campaign manager of Trump 2024, Wiles has created a largely leak and drama-free campaign operation.
We had the best team, and of course, even my boss, Susie Wiles, the best.
In March, when NBC News asked about criticism that a longtime establishment figure who once worked in the Reagan White House and later ran John Huntsman's presidential campaign was leading Donald Trump's, quote, "Friends of mine from the old days scratch their heads, but I don't care," Wiles told NBC News. "I am quite sure that we are on a mission, and we're going to complete it."
Amazing. I'm not a big fan of women leading. Y'all know that, right? But, see, so I still support Donald Trump. Men are desperately needed to lead. But I wish this woman well. But I'm not in favor of women. I don't know what the White House Secretary does. White House Chief of Staff. Do they just sit at the White House tell her what to do? I don't know what they do. But you know what they do, Nick?
No.
You don't know either.
not accurate.
It sounds like an important name, White House Chief of Staff. The name sounds big. But I have no idea what they do, all right? I am not in support of women leading.
Susie must be an exception of some sort, but it's the evil media that takes it and then makes it the first woman and makes it about all women.
Yeah, they try to make everything first. Why can't it be Susie is the White House Secretary of Staff? When will you get over the idea of everything being first? So congratulations, Susie, I guess. And it's interesting to watch the president pick his people to work for him because he's so serious in the right way about getting things done. And he said the last time he was in the White House, he held on to a lot of the people he should have let him go. He should have let them go. And he didn't, and he regretted that. So now he seems to be really carefully picking the people he wants. So we'll see how it goes. Amazing. So we'll see. And there is something that we mentioned because a lot, not a lot of people, liberals. So in his first term, Trump had rights. Well, what happened to rights?
Rights previous?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he was head of the Republican Party for a while. And we were like, oh, he's a rhino. And then Trump named him like, oh, okay, whatever.
So he was a, then John Kelly.
That guy's a snake.
And
rhino.
Then Mike.
Mick Mulvaney.
And how was he?
I don't remember.
Then Mark Meadows.
He's an okay guy, I think.
As chief of staff, according to Wikipedia. And all those people are gone now, huh?
Not chief of staff anymore, that's for sure.
That's eight that you hear, in case you don't see him. But there are some women, liberals, who are ticked. And it's interesting in the way that they are dealing with being ticked about the Great White Hope winning. And then they are mad at the men who voted for the Great White Hope. And as a result, they're like saying no more having babies, no more having sex with men. There are so many men, women in the world today. You don't need no little bald-headed women. It's like they think that their body is gold or something. Because how can they say, well, we're going to punish you with our body by withholding our bodies from you? There's something wrong with their mind, or men have displayed that how it's so important to them that the women are making it more important than what it is. Or NBC removed. We mentioned 4B last week, and I just wanted to give you a little bit more about that. NBC News, the 4B movement is trending on social media after Donald Trump won the presidential election, originating in South Korea. The feminist campaign includes no giving birth, dating, or having sex with men. Watch this from NBC.
President-elect Trump's victory already setting off a viral storm on social media.
Start by taking back your power.
It's time for action.
Some concerned women now taking radical steps. You may have seen it. Talk of the 4B movement gaining steam.
4B movement.
The 4B movement.
The 4B movement.
So what is it? Actually, a fringe feminist campaign from South Korea. The 4Bs, Korean for four no's, no marrying men, no giving birth, no dating men, and no sex with men.
There is so much pressure in South Korea for women to have kids, and women felt extremely undervalued. So they have sort of banded together to not kind of give into these societal pressures.
South Korea has the world's lowest fertility rate. Now, Google searches for 4B surging to record levels in the U.S. as one of its top trending searches in the last 48 hours.
I've been waiting for everybody else to catch up to speed for a while.
Alexa Vargas says she stopped dating men 2 years ago.
They like to keep us around for sexual pleasure, and they like to get married and have kids to have this family man sort of image. But really, a lot of men don't value us.
So I'm not quite, it's so dumb, I don't even quite understand. These women are so lost and so stupid, I don't even know what to say about it. So I got to ask Hake. I don't understand it, Hake. I don't know. They think they're that important?
I don't understand it. What I get from that is that women are participating in their own self-destruction of our society. Because you know how America, we have very low birth rates in the more civilized area, especially.
Right.
Educated, so-called. And South Korea, too, they have very low birth rates. The world's lowest, according to that report.
I didn't know they allow people to protest in South Korea because, aren't they communists?
Yeah, I wish. That's North Korea.
Oh.
They're like soft, lame, liberal communists in South Korea.
Oh, okay.
And they have the tough dictator communists in North Korea, I guess.
But what type of stupid idea that, how come the women think, how come they think that their body parts are so important that they, that's what they use as a protest?
And they're wasting their lives doing that.
I know. It's I don't even know how you come up, well, how you come up with an idea like that.
Satan.
I don't, what is, all the men got to say, okay, you don't want to make babies? Okay, bye. I'll go find another woman that wants. There are women that are willing to do it.
There's always going to be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they want, Nick.
The destruction of society. That's what they want.
And
because I didn't get my stuff.
It's funny because what she was describing was true. The men do use them and don't care about them and just have this. It's all ego.
Right.
But they don't realize that that's them too.
Yeah, they don't care about the men either.
Right.
They just want to be worshipped by the men.
Whether they,
it's not that they care about the men. They don't love the men. They don't care about them.
Yep.
They just want the men to worship them.
Talk about a twisted mind.
She's like, the men just want to be in a family to feel like a man that has a family. I'm like, so what does that make the woman she just wants to be the woman in the marriage.
Right.
Shame on her. Like, what? It reminds me also of how women, like, if the man cheats, it's usually a fault of his lack of self-control. But if the woman cheats, she wants to just destroy the man because it's to get back. So,
that's true.
So in this case, whatever pain she got, she now is going to light Korea on fire and now America.
So apparently, online, a couple guys made a couple comments about this dumb so-called 4B thing. This 4B thing is so stupid, you know it's out of hell.
Yeah.
And the women that are doing it are stupid.
It's true.
Very lost women, females. Here's NBC. These two guys who are apparently commented on it on YouTube, I guess. Here's NBC.
Women are wanting to participate in this movement now because of the results of this election, because women don't feel safe in this country.
My life!
Adding fuel to the fire, posts from Trump-supporting provocateurs with large male audiences, like white nationalist Nick Fuentes saying, "Your body, my choice, forever." And self-described misogynist influencer Andrew Tate, facing rape and sex trafficking charges in Romania, which he denies, responding to the 4B movement saying, "Now you don't even need abortions." Trump's Supreme Court picks helped overturn Roe v. Wade, unleashing a wave of protests nationwide. His position on abortion access has varied, but during the final stages of his campaign, saying states should decide.
Whether the women like it or not, I'm going to protect them.
As tensions build.
You guys think it's just internet trolls? This is a problem.
A battle bursting onto our feeds and into America's culture wars.
So education has done this to these women, huh?
Big time. The educated people, the educated whites and blacks, are not having babies. And educated people in general have fewer babies already. And then they get in their minds about stuff that they think that they know.
Education has screwed up these women's minds. Isn't that something? The mind is a terrible thing to educate. That's what has happened. Their minds are screwed.
It's terrible.
Because the more education they get, the dumber they become.
And they're rejecting the guys who are like the best for them.
Yeah.
The least worst, put it that way.
So they're mad at Nick Fuentes for saying,
"Your body, my choice, forever." Means, no, you don't get to abort the babies.
That's right.
They almost...
We decide.
Yeah.
Nick needs to run for a politic.
Yeah.
He really does. Amazing. What are you saying, Nick?
They almost make it...
Without this Nick, but this Nick should run too, but Nick Fuente.
Thanks. Thanks for the vote.
But this Nick too, the anchor baby too.
I'm saying that they almost give it, you know, it was like a troll almost, your body, our choice, but they almost prove it with the way they act.
They are proving it.
They're proving it's like, look at what they do with their choice.
I know, they prove that they're dumb and lost and have no sense.
But it's true what you say, it really is brainwashing. Like, it's a major veil.
The education system has done this.
The mind.
A terrible thing to say. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Kelly out of Oregon. Kelly, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful, beautiful Veterans Day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yes. Sorry. My question for the day is, I had a question. I'm new to your show, listening, learning, feeling better. And I had a question about your topic of thoughts.
Yes.
And I am needing some clarification on thoughts opposed to the ideals, not the idea, but the ideals that I was raised with as a little girl in Florida when I raised my hand and said the Pledge of Allegiance for the first time and thought about what it meant to be one nation under God, for which the Republic, for which it stands, all these different ideals that we put our hand over our heart and pledge, or I did anyway, back in the 60s and all on up. So that's the question. Can you please elaborate on some? I can have some help on thoughts opposed to, is there a difference, etc.?
I don't understand the question.
Oh, can you clarify the difference between thoughts and ideals, please? Or is there one?
Thoughts are ideas, and ideas are thoughts. And
well, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It wasn't ideas. It was ideals with an S on the end. And all I mean by that is a vision of what our country should be. To me, that is different than an idea that just, you know, somebody has an idea that this will work or that will work. But an ideal is that, such as an example would be being a Democrat and their ideals compared to a Republican and their ideals. Is that more of a clarification, sir?
Are you saying ideals and idea are different?
Well, they have been. I'm open to learning. Yes, sir.
And so when you I'm black and slow, so be patient with me.
I'm white and slow.
When you were putting your hands on and a pledge of allegiance to the flag, for example, are you calling that an ideal or an idea?
An ideal.
I-D-E-A-L, right?
Yes, sir.
And what was wrong with that?
Nothing. Not to me. Well, yes, I think that's gorgeous. Yeah.
The ideals that you have about yourself, who you are, you being in control or not,
I'm not in control.
All that, no, I'm just saying. All,
I just hold on a minute. Female,
hold
please.
On. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. Listen up. Have you educated yourself about, have you educated yourself on GoCo yet? Remember I told you, you got to go educate yourself. Have you done that? If not, what are you waiting for? This is about your life. You got to take control of your life. What are you waiting for? Remember to go get your free Go Info Kit. It's free. Get your free Go Info Kit from GoCo. It's your job to be aware. It's your job to understand what's going on, to see clearly, right? So that you can make the right decision. So check them out. Go and check out GoCo. And my special, we have a special promo for our listeners, for the JesseLeePeterson.com fans. One of the promos that we have, check out Go and my special promo, Qualify Accounts receives 10% instant match in bonus silver. You got to be qualified, and you will receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. So go to JesseLovesGold.com, JesseLovesGold.com, or call 855-644-GOLD, 855-644-GOLD. Educate yourself, all right? That way you would know for yourself, not just because I said it. Thank you, and check it out. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. Right after my show, thehakereport.com. And Hake is, I think he has a guest. I may be wrong. I won't announce that yet, but I thought he had a guest, but I could be wrong. But he's at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at, oh, yeah, he does have a guest. Big Bump, a guest hosting with him, co-hosting with him at 9 a.m. this morning. And Big Bump is smart. You can't trip Big Bump. So check it out from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Better known as Arkansas. And I believe we have a brand new episode of Punchy TV. Watch this. At 12.
I'm back on board.
He's rapping.
What kind of ledge did seeing Trump at McDonald's where you walked back from?
Just the pettiness of it. Your spot? I'm in your spot. I'm everywhere. I'm at the gas station. He was like Batman. Like, in 2016, he looked at everybody and was like, all y'all are owned. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nobody pays me. I have helicopters. I have, like, planes and buildings. Yeah. Like, I'm Trump, bro. Like, nobody.
I pay you.
Yeah. You guys all have skirts and dresses on. Like, Trump is the one person to stop both potential first-time women presidents.
Yeah, I love that.
It was so diabolical. It's like, that's so true, poetic.
Punchy TV. Today at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. every Monday. Check it out on YouTube, Punchy on YouTube, and Punchy.tv, all right? And then at 4 o'clock, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. Amazing lineup today. Happy Veterans Day as well. Let me go quickly back to O'Kelly Drop from Oregon. Let me go to Ray out of Kelly Drop. You can call me back, Kelly. Let me go to Ray out of New Jersey. Ray, thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Ray.
What's going on?
All is well.
Cool. Happy Veterans Day. I guess.
Thank you.
You know how you always talk about forgiving your mom and everything?
Yes.
And so I did that about 3 weeks ago, and I don't know. Her reaction was less than stellar. You know, she was. I forgave both my parents, actually, and my dad was. It was kind of weird, actually. I don't really want to say too much on air, but when I forgave my mom, you know, she pretended like, you know, nothing happened, and then, you know, she eventually came around a little bit, and then I forgave my dad. You know, I said, "Oh, Dad, you know, I forgive you for not protecting me from my mother or whatever." And you know, he's like, "What?" He's like, "You know, what are you talking about?" Or you know, he's so. And then you know, well, I don't want to say this, but let's just say, like the whole neighborhood, the whole street, they know how my mother is, basically. So it was kind of funny, but eventually I was just like, you know, I just told them like some of the stuff that, you know, some crazy stuff she did. And, you know, it was kind of weird. It was actually kind of like, he kind of realized, and, I don't know, I guess he kind of saw where I was coming from, and, it's kind of interesting. But, so ever since that point, it's been it's been kind of rough. I mean, you know, I moved out, got my own. You know, I moved out like that day, basically.
How old are you?
I am 24.
Okay, you moved out because of what now?
I moved out after I forgave my parents.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and moved back. So
you moved back,
and now no. Well, I went with my dad for a little bit, and then you know, me and my dad had a good relationship. We caught up after you know, whatever, and now we're good friends, and we play golf like every weekend, and you know, we talk now. We go out, and it's pretty nice, actually.
And so your question for me is what?
But I don't have a question, but I just want to say with my mother, on the other hand, it was kind of, she basically, she kicked me out, basically, and then, you know.
Oh, I thought you said you moved out.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
really,
I don't know.
Do me a favor. Hold on. Don't hang up. Get your thoughts together. Talk to Derek, and then let me know, and I'll come back to you. Because you don't seem to be clear as to what you want to say. Don't hang up, though. Let me go to William out of Norway. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air. William?
Hello. Hey. Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hey, so I went and forgave my father yesterday.
Nice.
I didn't went, but I did it on FaceTime.
Okay.
Because he lives in Africa.
Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering what's next now, because I feel relieved.
You feel the relief?
Yeah, I feel nice. Like I was attached to my mom and my father, and now I'm not no more.
Right on. You forgave your mother too?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, okay.
I actually spent 1 year to forgive my father.
Okay.
But I'm thinking now what's next. I was watching your church videos, and you talk about fasting, and you said you don't really need to fast if you have Christ in you, something like that. Do you remember?
Yeah, you can fast if you want. I mean, But fasting is real fasting is spiritual now. When you fast away from thoughts, when you stop paying attention to the imagination, everything else would kind of fall away. Everything is done. Everything is completed. It really is. All our sins have been wiped away. There's no reason to ever be angry or lonely or suicidal or anything. You have been, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. And so now all you need to do is just live, practice staying present so that you can overcome limiting your imagination, thinking about tomorrow or yesterday or what you did before or what will happen. Just stay present and let life happen.
Okay, because I was thinking about fasting like 40 days, something like that.
You think about fasting 40 days?
Yeah, like,
why?
You know, Jesus, he did it in the Bible.
Right, but you don't need to do that.
No, because I was reading a book about, I don't know if you heard of him, Napoleon Hill. And he said we should fast and we should control what we eat, sex, and opinions.
No, what you do now, if you want to fast, that's fine. But what you do now, be aware, be conscious why you're eating instead of getting lost in the food. And the next thing you know, the meal is over, but you don't remember eating and chewing on it at all. If you can be aware why you're eating, you're not going to overeat. You're not going to forget God. You're not going to do any of those things. You just need to be conscious now. You need to be present, in the present with God, in the truth, and everything will work out for you.
Okay, so now that
if
I have
you fast for 40 days, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to destroy your physical body.
So why did Jesus do it?
Because he was doing it. He had a special mission for us.
Okay, so what should I do now? Because I feel like I'm relieved and I want to do something, you know?
You want to do something
to be
like
better now.
You want to do something like what?
To be better now, because now I'm relieved that I've forgiven, and that's what's holding me back, you know?
Right.
And so now I have nothing holding me back, and New Year is coming.
You want to be better than what?
I want to be awakened. Wake up, you know?
So you do the silent prayer and practice staying present instead of losing your head.
Okay, what about the food and the sex and opinions? I shouldn't do that?
If you try to avoid it, right? But if you just try to avoid it, but if you find yourself doing it, don't judge it. Don't have an opinion about it so that you can overcome it. But you try to avoid it, of course, but don't judge yourself if you happen to take one step back. If you don't judge yourself, you eventually would never take another step backwards. All you need to do at this point, William, now that you've gone and forgiven, are you doing the silent prayer?
I did it for 1 month. Now I'm falling off, but I see that I'm falling off. But I'm doing it one. No, I'm not doing it.
And so are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, but not morning and evening. I'm doing like in the middle of the day.
Why are you doing it morning and night and during the middle of the day? You got to practice because your mind, those thoughts do not want to depart from you. And they're going to really fight with you to keep from, because they live in human beings. That's why human beings are so evil. They live in you. And they don't want to depart from your body. So you need to, at this point, stay with the silent prayer and be present. Go about your day, go to work, do your normal and practical things, but practice staying present, and life will happen for you. There's nothing you need to do.
Okay, you know when I'm watching my thoughts, I heard you say watch in the stomach area, because I found it difficult to watch it in my head, but Is it the same if I watch my stomach area?
All you need to do with it is be aware of those thoughts, because your problems are in your thoughts. They're not out there. They're not real. They're just an illusion in your thoughts. So you need to do the silent prayer so you can just see those thoughts. And the light of and the light of God will take them away from you.
When I'm seeing the thoughts, can I look in the stomach area, or should I watch it in the head? Because I found it difficult to watch it in the head.
Watch it in the head.
Okay.
Watch those. What I mean by watch it in the head, you're standing back, and you know how the thoughts come right across the forehead there?
Yeah.
You just watch them coming and going.
Because I watched one video, you said watch it in the stomach area. That is your heart is, or the kingdom is there.
The thoughts are in your head.
But you said watch also in the, down in the stomach area.
No, watch in your head. You just be aware of your thoughts. Keep it simple.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
And go back to the silent prayer and stay with it.
I'm going back. I do it in the bed. In the morning, I fall asleep. So should I do it in the sitting down, right?
Yeah, sit up. Sit up so you don't fall asleep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, buddy. 888-775-3773. Okay, let me try Ray again. Ray, go ahead. From New Jersey. Yeah.
Let me get to the point. So after, my dad was cool, everything was cool, but then my mom started, building armies against me. And she basically went the full nine yards and everything.
What did she do?
She's trying to file an abuse order against me. So.
What do you mean by that?
She said, she wants to file a restraining order against me.
With the police?
Oh, yeah.
And why does she want to do that if you moved out?
I don't know. There was an incident where, it was cool with my dad and everything became cool with, my brother and my sister. We finally became, really close and everything. So I went back for the holidays, which was, not a good idea. And then she totally just went, completely. I hadn't seen her in that point for, 6 months,
She went completely what?
Loco, she just wasn't, she was drunk, she's crazy, she called the police, said, I'm abusive and blah, blah, blah.
So why don't you just stay away from her and go on and live your life? Why do you have to go around her?
I'm never going near her again, Jesse. I'm never going to see her in 10,000 years or in heaven or hell or in purgatory.
And so your question is what?
I'm going to have to get an attorney, obviously, and whatever. But should I stay close with my dad, or should I still be close with him and talk to him and text him and, tell him what's going on, where I'm moving and what I want to do, or should I just
But if you and your separate? Father are close, why is there a question about your relationship with him?
I don't know, because I don't know if he's controlled by my mother or not, because we had a good relationship when I was really young, up to when I was seven. I used to literally.
Why do you think that he? I don't understand. If you said you and your father are fine now, right?
Yeah, we're fine now.
And mother is overreacting, right?
Yeah, but my dad's very emotional. He's very when I was a kid. Very emotional.
How is he emotional now since the two of you are doing fine? And emotional in what way?
He's weird. He's a good guy, but he works a very corporate lifestyle. And he works with, a lot of women in the corporate world. So,
he supports Trump or whatever. He supports Trump like me.
Ray.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't understand what the problem is between you and your father. I understand your mother. You need to just stay away from her. Don't talk to her. Be done with her.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, we're done.
Why are you questioning your relationship with your father now?
I don't really know. I don't know, honestly. I mean, I don't know, yeah. As opposed to, like, a couple months ago, I don't know. Because we kind of had, like, a bit of a fault. I don't know. I guess after I forgave him, we both play golf. We're both, like, athletes, super hard, super competitive. He used to work on Wall Street as a banker.
Ray, why are you questioning your relationship with your father? If you guys have worked it out, you have forgiven him, and you said you and your father are tight now, did something happen, or what is causing you to question your relationship with him?
He just sided with my mother.
Oh, he
bit.
Did?
He's siding with my mother.
Against you?
And he's saying, like, oh, yeah, like, I'll talk to him, and he'd be like, son, why are you lying to me? And I'm like, Dad, I'm not lying to you. You know, my mom's lying to you. And then he doesn't understand. It's weird.
So why don't you, at your age, why just wish him well, don't be angry, and move on with your life? Why are you still trying to work out anything with anyone?
I guess truthfully, because, if I had to be completely honest, I'd probably want something from him. I don't know. He's a businessman. Like why Bob's coming after me, I probably want his lawyers or something. I don't know. That's probably what it is.
But how is your mother coming after you now? You have moved away. You have no communication with her, right?
Yeah, but she filed an order, so I have to go to court now.
And did she file this order when you were there this last time?
Yeah, that's what happened. And then,
you and your mother had an argument. You didn't fist fight or anything, right?
No, nothing physical.
Okay, so you and your mother had an argument the last time you were there.
It wasn't even an argument. She said I broke something or something. It doesn't even say there was an argument in the report.
She said you broke the dishes?
Yeah, she said I broke the dishes, and then, you know, the police came to me, and then... Yeah, and on the report it said I left.
Ray, you're not clear in your question at all.
Well, I have to go to court on Wednesday. So do I talk to my dad and figure this out?
No. Your dad is taking your mother's side now again, and you see that, why don't you just wish him well and work on your own life now? Hold on, Ray. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go.
Some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We'll be right back.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end of hour one of Female Monday. Happy Veterans Day, by the way, to the vets. It's November 11th, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for hour two, JLP. We'll be right back to your calls, guys and gals. Thank you for calling back and hanging in there. But first, fake news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports millions across the United States are commemorating Veterans Day, a federal holiday honoring active and former U.S. service members, so-called service. Many government institutions, banks, and schools will be closed. Veterans will be offered freebies at different retailers and restaurants as a token of thanks for their service and sacrifice. Isn't that nice? The presidential transition. It's a typo on Commie Nonsense website. They just don't have good editors these days. Can't pay for them. Can't afford them. Less than a week after the election. Thanks, Obama, right? Less than a week after the election, President-elect, our greatest, Donald J. Trump's transition team, the good kind of transition, hopefully, is quickly working to fill key roles in his administration. Foreign leaders, allies, and those seeking a job under Trump have descended on his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Some members and guests have been, they've been seen having pull-aside talks with Trump, our greatest president. Although advisors insist everything is going through the proper channels. On Sunday, Trump announced Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N. I recognize that name. He was a border guy who served as the acting director of ICE in his last administration, will be in charge of the nation's borders. Nice. Beats Kamala. He also offered Republican Representative Elise Stefanik, a gal, the job as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. That's a better ambassador to the U.N. than evil, lame-o Nikki Haley. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. That's what sources tell CNN. Trump has ruled out cabinet posts for Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley, who both had top foreign policy spots the last time around. Is UN ambassador a top foreign policy spot? Psh, maybe. I think it's just to get her out of the country. Was she out of the country? I don't know. Republicans in the House hoping to seize unified control in Washington, but the balance of the House of Representatives still undecided. There are a couple of members away from a majority. So far, the GOP has clinched the presidency and flipped the Senate, but an estimated million votes yet to be counted in the House races, mostly in evil, lame, ridiculous, slow California. What the heck? Republicans are now four seats away from holding on to the majority. Oh, more than a couple. Democrats are 13 seats away from taking the chamber. Meanwhile, Democrats are analyzing the election loss after Trump won all seven of the country's battleground states. Some shifts in Trump's direction were expected. Others revealed voter shifts that could reshape America's political landscape. Isn't that nice? You know what else is nice? The climate crisis. As global leaders, so-called, gather in Azerbaijan for the United Nations Climate Change Conference this week. I'm shaking my head. A new report is flashing a warning signal about natural disasters. The total cost of damage from climate-related extreme weather events globally was approximately $2 trillion between 2014 and 2023. Part of that could be because they didn't... It's poor planning. Anyway, according to the International Chamber of Commerce, whatever that is, that's roughly in line with the economic toll of the 2008 global financial crisis, they claim. There's been also an 83% increase in reported climate disasters, they claim, between 1980 and 1999 and 2000 to 2019, so says the ICC, International Climate Conference, whatever. The report comes as President-elect Donald J. Trump promises to undo climate regulations in the United States, including rolling back pollution limits on tailpipes and power plants. Nice. Deregulation is the way. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Happy Veterans Day, by the way. It is Veterans Day. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, brand new, why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? Mate, you have no idea how deep this question is. This question is so deep, it makes you want to slap your mama. Why do you pay attention to yourself? We have, every way that you can watch and support the show, listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. You can also podcast all the shows and still listen live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. We take all calls, but Monday, we take the ladies' call first because Monday is Female Monday. I like irritating men.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. Ooh. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right. 888-775-3773. Let me just finish up with Ray out of New Jersey, I believe I was talking to. Hey, Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a straight-up question?
So, yes. So should I go to my dad for, you know, advice on this because he's, you know, dealt with her or whatever, or should I just get my own lawyer, get my own stuff, and just do that?
I would do what you want, of course, but I would recommend to hear your dad tight now, right? You're getting along, you're forgiving him.
We're pretty close. Yeah, we go golfing, you know.
Okay.
We're golf
buddies. Well, you can definitely ask him about this. And why do you need a lawyer?
Because if I get this against me, it would be very bad because it would, one, well, it would show up on background checks, but also it would, I would be unable to carry a weapon for as long as the order exists.
And so, and you and your mother just had an argument while you were there this last time. You broke a dish, and she's saying that you were abusive?
Yeah, she's saying,
And she's doing all this because she can no longer control you?
Yes. Yes.
How long is the restraining order?
How it long would be it's temporary, but the temporary order is permanent. I have to go to a hearing to defend myself and dispute it. If I can't dispute it, then it would exist as it is now indefinitely.
Oh, okay. Well, here's what I recommend. You know your situation better than I do. So if you like to talk to your father, if you like to talk to your father about it, see what he says, that won't hurt. You can definitely do it. But then if you need to get a lawyer and just stay away from her and go on and live your life.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna run away. Yeah, sprinting away.
Just don't be angry and move on with your life. Your mother can't help herself. Just so you don't get angry. And if you need a lawyer, get a lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I would have been angrier when she lied and made up all these lies to the cops and said all this stuff. But honestly, I wasn't even upset with the cops. I just looked at them, you know, they shook their hands. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Right on.
That's what mothers
do, though, when their children wake up and want to be an individual.
I know, Jesse, but I didn't think it would be this bad.
Yeah, your situation is rough, it sounds, but stay calm. Stay calm, and you'll be fine through it.
I hope so. I might be calling you from another state next time.
Well, you just learn your lesson and just stay away from her, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yeah, I'll call you back and let you know.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kelly out of Oregon. Kelly, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Jesse, my question for you is a simple one but important to me in order to listen to you further. Who is your highest power? Can you name him in name, please?
What? I don't understand the question.
I believe in Jesus Christ, and he is my Lord and Savior. I believe in the ransom that he died on the cross so that the whole world may be saved if they believe on him. So being that I was just on the phone with you, and I know it was just a little... I apologize for presenting myself in the improper way, but being that the last thing I heard on the phone with you was references to gold and everything when I had just asked you a question.
Have you checked out Gold Co. yet?
Can you say the words, Jesse?
GOLDINFO. Gold
that Jesus
Coast.
Christ is your Savior. If you can't, I understand. I need to hear those words from you.
You need to hear what words?
That Jesus Christ, from your lips, I need to hear the words that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior.
Do you smoke pot?
In order for me to hear you.
Do you smoke pot?
I need to hear the words from your
Kelly,
lips.
Do you smoke pot?
I need to hear the words from you,
Jesse. I'm going to ask you one more time. I'll let you go. Do you smoke pot?
I need to hear the words from you, Jesse.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. What's going on? It's Veterans Day.
Just shut up and step up.
Why you need to hear that? That doesn't even make sense. What the? Let me go to Ashley. Out of California. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Wow, that was really fast. I'm pausing the show right now. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. Are you a vet?
No, I'm not.
All right. Happy Veterans Day.
So I'll try to consolidate my relationship. Because I would really like to be right and do right, and I would like your suggestion.
Okay.
So I'm in a domestic partnership.
What's with, a domestic partnership? What does that mean?
A domestic partnership is when two people, instead of getting a marriage license, you get a domestic partnership license, and the government sees you as married, but there is no marriage ceremony.
So why didn't you get a marriage license if there were no marriage? Why did you? Are you like with a woman?
No, I'm with a man.
How come?
He's here too.
How come? Why do you call it a partnership if it's your boyfriend?
Well, I call it our marriage. I call her my wife, but
who am I talking to?
You.
I'm sorry.
Are we kidding ourselves?
Hold on a minute. There seem to be two. I don't know if he's talking to her. She's. I'm confused. Get this straight. I'll come back to it, Daniel. I mean, not Daniel, but Derek. Have Ashley to speak into the phone because I can hear her boyfriend in the background. And it's kind of noisy. 888, what the? Let me do Super Chat. Super chat.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was remiss because there were a couple of super chats that I missed on Thursday, way back on Thursday.
Wow.
Soul Conscious. Wow, let me know.
Bang.
Someone bought a coffee. Bang. Hello. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm listening to you talk about Harris's speech, Kamala's speech.
Yes.
And how evil that was.
Yes.
I'm happy about the results of the election, by the way. However, when you gave us the assignment to watch how you respond to a situation or purchase or person.
Right.
I'm confused when I see your response to her speech. Are we to speculate or assume what's going on? Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Good question. No, when you can see the evil that's driving you, you're going to clearly see the evil that's driving others. And you see evil. And Kamala Harris was evil. She didn't encourage love. She didn't say, hey, President Trump is the president now. Let's work with him. She didn't, she didn't like wish him well. You know what? I wish you well. So that's all that was. You don't have to overreact to see it. But a good question. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, three coffees on last Thursday, I guess. Jesse, 34% of black men voted for Trump in Texas. 54% of Latino men voted for Trump.
See?
54. Over 60% of white men voted for Trump. And 52% of white women voted for Trump. The media lied again. Kamala had zero chance of winning. Unless the whole population is black women.
Amazing. Thank God for the great white hope. And thank God for we the people. We the people.
Nice.
Amazing. And the U.S. is our.
It's a battleship.
Nice.
Retired.
Right on.
Kelly bought that coffee. Thank you, Kelly. That video coffee message thing that I mentioned on Friday.
Thank you, Kelly. What's wrong with Kelly? She wanted me to say something.
She wants to hear you say that Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
Why?
Because that's the test.
Of what?
Of true Christianity.
She been smoking pot?
She didn't answer. She is from Oregon. I don't know.
That's not like a normal question.
Right.
You trying to make somebody say Jesus. If you make me say Jesus, Lord and Savior, does that mean I mean it?
Right. No, that's a question. I don't know.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
That's right.
Thank you, Kelly.
I've never heard anyone try to make you say you love Jesus, your Lord and Savior.
It sounds like you love Gold Co. more than Jesus.
I thought she wanted information on Gold Co.
I don't know. You put her on hold, and then you did the Gold Co. thing because it was break time?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is she wanted to buy Gold Co.?
I think she just got into her head.
Kelly, get some gold. Go to Gold Co. JesseLoveGold.com.
It's a good... JesseLovesGold.com.
L-O-V-E-S. JesseLovesGold.com.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Elizabeth B. bought a coffee. Just an FYI, your phone number at the beginning of the show last week displays 888-775-3777. Not
me,
three.
You try to make me call myself Toby?
Whoops. What's your name?
I know.
Boy.
I want me to say, my name Toby. What? What's up with you, Kelly? Stay off the pot if you're doing it. But anyway, go ahead.
Good advice. But Jesse says it's 888-775-3773. Just wanted to make sure you all were aware.
Did y'all see that number out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all aware. What?
You should have seen the emojis that Bill, the engineer, was sending after I alerted him to the issue. My goodness, I've never seen so many emojis.
That Billy was sending?
Yeah.
I didn't know Billy can send emojis.
Me neither.
Are you sure Billy sent them?
You know, Nick brings out a lot out of Bill.
He must be.
Nick had Bill co-hosting the other week. It was so interesting.
Two geniuses together.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's a bad, dangerous combination. Have an amazing rest of your day, Smiley. Thank you, Elizabeth B.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for letting us know that. I had no clue. Just want to thank you.
Somebody else sent a coffee
really
with the same tip, too.
Huh?
Somebody else sent a coffee with the same tip as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Glad somebody's paying attention.
Absolutely.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Should we show our children how to overcome? If the ego is an important part of them having drive to do things in their younger years, should we wait until they are older to show them how to overcome the fallen state?
Wait, you just be a living example, and you wait until they start asking. They will ask, believe me. Then you can just continue to point the way for them. But let them have their energy while they're young. Little ego is driving them. That's what they need. But as they get older, they'll start to die away from the ego, especially if you are a living example of dying from the ego. Amazing question, though. Thank you.
P.S. What email address do I send to ask a few questions? Asks Danny.
Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
That's not an email address. That's an address for the URL for sending a super chat.
Oh, Bon Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App, right?
That's not an email address either. It's bond at bondinfo.org.
Oh.
For general questions to Bond.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So
he should send it to...
Cash App, if you want to send a tip
no,
to
I
Cash
mean,
App.
Producer at Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Yeah, producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
For questions for the related to the radio show.
Right on. Producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Tony bought a coffee. She is the moon, the night. He is the sun, the light. On Mother Earth we are born. O Father, thy will be done. Tony, night for Female Monday.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Tony. Drew bought a very generous 10 coffees saying thank you. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you. Amazing.
Another coffee from Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. Would you and Hake consider watching the JLP show a form of silent prayer?
It definitely is.
Unless you're in the live chat. If you're in the live chat, you are not praying.
Right. But if you're just watching the show, you're being present, absolutely. Anytime you're present, meaning you're not lost in the imagination, but you can see those sides, you're doing the prayer. Amazing. Thank you.
I also call the live chat the snake pit. Donnie Girl's idea with the Rumble rant yesterday. Sorry for the no-show on the chat lately. I finally got my promotion, and I'm with customers all day. I hope my super chat finds everyone well. I miss you all, but I am also happy about my raise.
Right on. That's right. Thank you. And I wish you well.
Right
amazing.
On, Don.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support. Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
I pay attention because the only way to overcome evil is to see it. I got to see the lies to get to the truth. Thank you, Jesse. Beautiful church service as usual.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Five coffees from Jonathan. Shout out from the city of Brandon in the province of Manitoba, Canada.
Right on.
I discovered you after watching your interview, my sister, on episode 318 of The Fallen State. A man and woman with 11 kids living on a charter bus. Your daily shows and church services have completely changed my life. I forgave my mother and father, immediately began doing the silent prayer. It's been a year or so, and I haven't missed a show or church service since. Working on myself is truly amazing, and I can't get enough of seeking the kingdom from within and watching the thoughts. You are heaven-sent, and everyone out there needs to hear your message. Love you and appreciate all you are doing for us, seeking the truth out there. You haven't seen anything yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you can check out that. I do remember that interview, too.
Yeah.
On the fallenstate.tv, folks. Check it out. Very interesting. Amazing.
The Key bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, it's only fitting on Female Monday to say thanks for helping me become once, twice, three times a lady.
I love you. Amazing. Thank you.
With various emojis. Thank you, The Key.
Right on. Stop right there. I want to take some call.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up. Thank you all. I want to get some calls and we'll come back to that. Amazing. I love you. Let me try Ashley again. Ashley, let's go for it again. Go ahead. So you and your boyfriend are together, but you didn't do the traditional wedding thing, right?
Yes, we didn't do the traditional wedding thing.
And why not?
Well, when we first got together, we just believed that, us being committed in our hearts was equivalent to marriage. And we just started listening to you this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually had, like, for the most part, pretty good at not doing it and been, like, waiting because we want to do it right. But there's been some serious speed bumps in the process. Like, 2 days ago, I actually woke up and, told him that I was done because I found out, that he'd been talking to girls, about wanting to make babies with them and, saying that we're not together and this is not the first time he's, like, been flirting with people. And you know, I'm not perfect either. Like, for me, I'm a single mom of two different children from two different baby daddies. And in our relationship, for me personally, I know that I have not listened to him. I've given him a hard time. A lot of times he feels lonely, misunderstood. He's told other people that we're not compatible, and I understand that we're not compatible all the time. I try too hard, and it chokes out the relationship. And even when I try to let go, I guess, like you said, we don't really make any choices, and I really do see that because, God and Satan knows that I tried through the devil and then he led me to you. This is what's really confusing for me because, like, he's the most awake and present person that I've ever met, and in that I feel safe being with him. And that's why, like, when I imagine going away from him, I we've grown so much together. Like, he's grown a lot and I've grown a lot, and we're both, like, seriously working on ourselves. But sometimes it's really confusing because I guess I would like your opinion because, like, sin is of the heart and being present is not being present is the only sin. But he is high every single day. And so, like, I don't know if it's the devil telling me or if it's just straight up logic that you can't be present while being high every day. And so that worries me when I listen to him. And I'm definitely shaking in my boots right now.
And why are you shaking now?
I'm shaking in my boots right now because I guess, like, what I'm saying is, I guess stuff that I want to truly understand. And I guess there's a fear that, you know, us being together, me being a single mom with two kids and him being addicted to porn and drugs. I make all the money. And so there's a, like before, I didn't think that was like an issue, but.
He doesn't work.
He does work. Let me get this straight. Like, we actually moved on to 100 acres in the middle of the woods because he saw, or the landlord saw him taking care of the apartment that we used to take care of, like the bushes outside and the yard, and said, come on and live on my property. And we actually rent a place here.
Oh, okay.
And he works here at the property every single day.
And you get paid?
He refuses to get paid.
Why would he refuse to get paid if he has a family to take care of?
Because, well, I don't want to speak for him. Can I have him talk? I would love for
No, you
him.
Finish His first.
I
And so you don't like the fact, do you, how do you feel about you taking care of him?
No, that's not the main part. The main part is that I just really want to be right. And yeah, when I found him, I found him cheating with a man. And he told me that he'd never been with anybody after I found him flirting with other girls multiple times. So I know that you say it's like really hard for a woman to basically overcome not judging the other person. And I am a little bit worried about that. Like, because in the past when I found him texting people or whatever, I said that, you know, I can overcome it and that I won't judge him. And, I was able to do it for like a couple weeks and then, you know, I could feel myself being suspicious and worried and, you know, judging. And, I know that that is the sin. And, I really want to be able to trust him and not judge him and not judge myself. And I know that that is possible.
Were you looking at his phone? Were you looking at his phone? That's how you found out about the women?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. It's Christmas coming up real soon now. Get your orders in that we may get them back to you in time for Christmas. Your books that you like, my books are amazing. So a lot of you are ordering the books for Christmas, and the merch, my book for Raise Your Responsibility, the first book I wrote, and then the Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide, a little small pocket guide. You can carry it around, and if you follow those steps, whether you're working or you have your own business or you're thinking about starting a business, you'll be fine. It'll work if you do it. And then the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, victimhood. And I will sign all the books. I will sign all the books. And check out our merch on rebuildingtheman.com/stores, all right? And so get them in if you want them back in time. rebuildingtheman.com/store. And also your cameos. A lot of people ordering cameos for birthdays, Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and Happy New Year. C-A-M-E-O, personal shout-outs, birthdays, congratulations, weddings, anniversaries, and blah, blah, blah. Personal shout outs at Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, /Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Let me go quickly back to Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Jesse.
So what I want to recommend, that you not put all his business out there in the streets like that, all right?
Yeah, he said you can talk about me, just not for me.
Yeah, don't speak for him, but don't put all his stuff out there, because all that's going to do is make people, it's going to give people a thrill of trying to hurt him by knowing what he's doing, and human beings are evil. People are evil.
Yeah.
And they would get a thrill out of knowing that he's dealing with all that, all right? So don't put all that stuff out there like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
And you, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead. Your question for me is what?
What would you recommend is the right thing to do? And we live together on this 100 acres, and we built this life together, like our whole entire lives are meshed together. And it's been 4 years.
Well, the right thing for you to do, first of all that stuff you said, you're not supposed to judge him, but you also are not supposed to accept it as a right or wrong. You just, those are his trauma, his issues that he has to deal with. But it's not like you're in agreement with it. You're neither for it or against it, all right?
Okay.
And the other thing I highly recommend, you stop. Were you looking at his phone? That's how you found out all this information?
Yeah.
You should, if you don't, you should never look at his phone. Either you trust him or you're not, right? Meaning that.
Right.
Don't look at his phone, because if you look for stuff, evil is definitely going to give you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And it's going to confuse your mind. So here's what I recommend. Okay. Starting now, you take your eyes off of him completely. And you completely work on Ashley. You work on watching those thoughts. Let them pass. Don't hold on to them. Don't think about tomorrow or yesterday. You work on staying present instead of lost in your thoughts, in your imagination. And I promise you, the Father will guide you in the right thing to do and in how to do it, when to do it, and all that. You would know what to do.
Okay.
You would know if you should stay with him or if you should leave him. You would know, and the way would be made. It'll happen so easy and simple. It wouldn't even be a problem at all. But you got to keep your eyes on you so you can understand him as well.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think that that's exactly what I should do.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, I've been doing my best to do that, and like, I've been changing so fast.
Yes.
And like, even this weekend when I found out again and stuff, and for the most part, I've been able to be like super neutral about it. You know, I didn't have a blow up about it. I didn't yell at him about it. And that's really amazing. You know, that definitely wouldn't have happened in the past. Another thing I would love to tell you and thank you for is that earlier this year, I went and forgave my dad. And he was in Alaska, and he had really bad Alzheimer's and dementia. So I hadn't talked to him in a long time, like years.
Right.
And when you do call him, he doesn't know it's you. He doesn't say anything. He's just not there at all.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? It's the right thing to call him and just forgive him and let it land on his ears, you know?
Yes.
And so I called him. And I said, you know, I forgive you, and I'm sorry, to make it short. And he actually came too, and was talking to me. And we had like 5 minutes together. And I just knew, like, that was the last time we were talking. And it was the most beautiful conversation, like, him and I have ever had.
Right on.
And, yeah, it was really great.
That's amazing.
And then, it is amazing. And then 2 months later... just a couple weeks ago, he actually passed away, and I was at work, and my phone rings, and my aunt. Well, actually, it was funny because that morning, I sat up. He hadn't died yet, but I sat up. The first thing I did was like press play on his guitar music, because he would play classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And and I never do that, but for some reason, I was just like thinking so much about him and. Listen to his music, and then I was like trying to call like my family members that I'd never call, saying, "Hey, I love you. Let's get together soon." And then I found out he died, and I just started smiling. I started glowing. I didn't feel any pain at all, and my coworkers thought it was actually super odd. They were probably thinking I was like crazy or something. But I didn't feel any pain, no anguish. And
right on.
The interesting, yeah, for years, I've been building up to this, like, him dying because he's had Alzheimer's, and just thinking, man, I'm going to have, like, this huge mental breakdown when he dies. But I didn't. And at that moment, I was like, that is proof that what you are talking about and that what you're sharing with people is real. Because, like, if my dad literally, and I was so close to him, if he died, and I didn't feel any pain inside.
Yeah.
That is just, that's amazing.
Right
so,
on. Oh, may his soul rest in peace. That is an amazing story.
Yeah.
Let me ask, if you knew all these things about your husband and you think that he's still into those things, why have you stayed there this long?
Because who he is and where he's at.
Okay. Well,
like he when he found you, he said that you're the only person that like thought like him. And this is where I'm kind of confused, to be honest, because like I feel myself fighting to believe everything that he says. And I'm like, I can see that it's the devil. But then sometimes I don't know, because you also say not to trust people with anger. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, and he says he doesn't get angry. He just acts angry.
So here's again, don't try to believe him or not believe him. That's him. His issue, not yours, right? All you need to do is work on Ashley. You stay with the silent prayer, watch those thoughts. And again, the truth, the love of God will either guide you out of there, or it will work for itself, it will work out. But take your eyes off him. Don't be angry. Whatever's happening, don't be angry. Right. It's enough to see what's going on, but it's wrong to be angry, because it messes with you. Anger is not good, right? So don't be angry. Because he could clearly be working on himself and still trying to overcome that old nature. And so, but don't be angry, and don't argue with him. Don't try to make yourself believe him or not believe him. You just work on you, and the light will guide you in the right way. I promise you that. Because if you make a decision based on your thoughts, being angry or whatever, you're going to make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
But and so whatever whatever he's doing, or don't accept it as wrong or right. Just see it, but do not judge. Don't be angry.
Yeah. And it was his idea to call too.
See there?
Well,
it seemed like he's trying. It sounds like he's trying to work on himself.
He really is, Jesse.
Yeah.
We both are, like.
That's why I'm telling you, even if that wasn't the case, I would still tell you, don't judge him. But don't be looking at his phone. Don't be looking for anything but what is right. You look inside yourself, and you keep an eye on those thoughts, and just stay present. And you, I'm telling you, your life, you will be fine no matter what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Can I have him talk real quick?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Okay. So his name's Cuba. Here he is.
What's his name?
Hey, Jeff. My name's Cuba, like the country.
Oh, okay, Cuba. What? Cuba.
Or the black guy, whatever's easiest to remember.
Right on. Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say. I'm willing to answer any questions, but I agree with everything you said, and that's the guidance I've been trying to give her too. And I mean, I told her when we started dating, like, I wasn't ready. And I was single for 6 years before her, because I knew I was addicted to sex. I knew I was addicted to a lot of things. And I was trying to figure my stuff out. And I told her, let's just be friends and see where it goes. And we've been together like every single day for 4 years. And,
you told me you were not ready to be as one boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife?
Right.
Get rid of them?
Well, because I told her that the reason why I didn't think it was okay was not because I didn't want to be with her, but because I knew that I had things to work out and lessons to grow from.
Yeah.
And from my experience, usually the lessons being learned come at the cost of the relationship. And I didn't want to just start another fling just to end another fling and throw another one in the black book. You know, and so I told her if we were going to date, that we needed to try our best to accept each other and not depend on each other for growth, but find a way to grow next to each other and try our best not to judge and have resentment towards one another once we come across the lessons that need to be learned.
Right.
And some of it be heavy, you know. And so we've just been trying, and it's just kind of turned into an experiment, really. Like, this is the most functional relationship I've ever had, and it's also the relationship with the most baggage I've ever brought to. And I don't know how he's not gone insane you has helped. And I really appreciate your advice because I am trying to work this stuff out. And it's just, I can't help it. Like, it's like I'll tell myself I'm not going to do it. I'll tell myself it's the wrong thing. I even went 12 years with no phone because phones and computers just put way too much drama and stress in my life. But when we started dating and we got on the mountain, everyone's like, you need a phone. What if something happens while you're out working on the mountain and you can't call anybody? So now I've got a phone, and it's like all the habits that I had in the past that I thought were gone reared their head. And I'm like, okay, I need a phone because I'm not going to be presented with the opportunity to work through these problems if I hide from them.
Yeah. What is this deal about you, she having to pay the bills because you don't make money?
Well, it's kind of a weird situation. Like, where we live, like, neither one of us would ever be able to save up to be able to afford this place with the work that we've been doing. Like, I'm still registered as in-home care for the county, but being here on the mountain, like, in order for her to go to work, the road's got to be cleared. Water's got to be pumped to us every day. There's tenants on the outskirts of the property. I pump water to them. I take care of their property whenever maintenance needs to be done. I'm always chopping wood, and I'm always clearing trees.
So you don't have to pay rent or anything because of the work you're doing?
Well, we got extremely cheap rent. Our rent before, when both of us were paying, was literally almost three times what it is now.
Right.
And so it's easy for her to afford, only somebody's got to be here all the time. And a long time ago, I was reading the Bible, and there's the story about when Jesus took his chosen few up to, you know, he's like, I'm going to teach you guys, and we're going to come back, we're going to change the world. I'm paraphrasing, you know, and they're like, well, Jesus, we're further from food and water than we've ever been, and you're doing all these miracles, and we trust you, but we're hungry and we're thirsty. You know, how are we going to eat? And he says, why doesn't our Father put fruit in the trees and grass in the fields?
But
why
worry about some? Because of time, let me ask, if you're doing all that work for this guy and you have a family, why is it that you have to pay any rent? It seems as though that would cover the rent with all the work you say you're doing.
You know, you're right, and I understand that. And I thought that given enough time, this person would see that too. And it's very clear that that's not the case. And I don't want to throw the narcissist word around, but this is a different type of individual we're dealing with. And I mean, like, I take care of his family too, and I take care of his property.
What?
I can't describe how much work that I do for everybody.
Why are you doing this when you have your own family? Why not move away from there if he's not going to pay you and you have to pay rent, your wife got to work? Why not move away to a cheaper place where you can work and she?
Oh, man. Dude, like, there's nowhere around in California that's cheap. Like, we pay like $700 a month to have 100-plus acres to ourselves, and I can build what I want. I do what I want. I can be as loud as I want. So can she. There's no rules. We make our own. Like, it's priceless.
So why don't you ask him to pay you?
I'm working up to it, but the truth is that, you know, like, I was doing this, not accepting payment for 12 years before I met her, and God.
Oh, you were living. You were living in that place before you met her?
No, I wasn't. I was. I told
okay.
myself that whoever I ran into that needed help, I was going to dedicate myself to them. You know, first it was like an old who died and her didn't care, so I would take care of her place. She found out I was living in my car and not didn't have any money, so she gave me a room there. I stayed for like a year and a half. By the time that was done, I met somebody else who needed help, so I stayed on a horse ranch for a couple years. And
what's your first name?
Cuba. Like
Cuba, yeah, Cuba. Cuba, you have a family now, right? And things are different, and it's your responsibility to take care of your family. And it's
right.
difficult when the wife have to have these children and still take care of the husband financially. It sounds like for you, it's a good deal, but you have a family now.
Right, but neither one of us have our kids. Like, she hasn't had her kids for a while.
Oh, so her kids are not out there with you?
No, if they were, it would be a different story.
And your kids are not there either?
No.
Oh, I see. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like, I put 12 to 15 hours of work in every day. Like, it's a lot of work maintaining. We live in, like, the Redwood Forest, so I'm also responsible for maintaining the forest and protecting against fire hazards and pumping water to everybody and pruning the forest. And we have an orchard and a farm and a greenhouse. You know, so that's my way of providing for the family is how I felt.
I would recommend you talk to this man about paying you some money.
I think I will, too. But I right now, it's very strange because the reason why she found out all these things about me and checked my phone was because somebody in the neighborhood has been stealing from the neighbors and they thought it was me for some reason. So they started checking on me online and paid somebody money to look at my digital fingerprint. And they called her and told her everything that they had found. It's such a mess.
What a mess. This is such a mess. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either, man. That's why I'm just waiting and see. I'm just having to wait and see. And I know that whatever happens, we're going to be fine.
That's why, like, it's such a mess, but we're both working on ourselves, like more than anyone else we've ever met. We're like, what?
And I told her, too.
What the? So the man that you work for and you're living on his property, he doesn't trust you?
Apparently not, because when we moved from the original place that we met him, he's a landlord at many places. When I left, there was some homeless people that broke into the basement, and they knew me because I would give them our cans so they wouldn't have to dig through our garbage and leave it all over the place. And when we left, they found out they were living there, and they told him that I said they could.
So listen, why are you working for a man that doesn't trust you like that? No wonder he's not paying you.
Well, no, he tried really hard to pay me for like the first year we were here. I just wouldn't accept it.
Really? You know?
And yeah, like,
well,
I
go back and tell him you were just playing. You will accept it now.
Cool shit. Excuse my language. Like right now, he thinks that I'm the culprit for thievery around the town. Like I don't think there's anything I can say that'll have him believe me.
So why not move on then? Why not? It sounds like you're working on your life, and that's good. But why stay in that situation when you're working your fingers to the bone? You're working for a man. You say don't trust him. I mean, don't trust you.
Well, because I don't care if he trusts me or not. We pay rent here, and we're legally allowed to be here. Whether he likes me or not has nothing to do with me. You know, and here, like, it's a beautiful forest. We have animals, farm, orchard. We can do whatever we want.
So how are you and your wife getting along?
What's that?
How are you and your wife getting along?
I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, what's funny is, like, whenever the crap hits the fan, it's a little heated at first, but then I feel like we're better than ever.
Yeah.
Like, right now, you know, like, I don't understand why I understand why we're doing so well, you know, regardless of the situation.
Let me just say this because I got to run. So right now, I don't know the answer for you guys because I just see like so much is going on. So stay with the silent prayer. Have your wife to stop, listen to these folks and see what happened, all right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. We love you, man.
Thank you, Jesse.
Love you guys,
love you too.
All right. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. When I come back, I'm a move call. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end of hour two already of Female Monday, Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. Monday, November 11th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to your super chats as well. And some great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on an Alabama shooting. Authorities have arrested a suspect in connection with a Sunday shooting that killed one person and injured 16. We're going to talk about this, the Hake Report, with Big Bump co-hosting for Veterans Day just after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. This homecoming week, Alabama's Tuskegee University mass shooting. The victim, one who was killed, 16 others were injured. I think 12 others were shot. 4 others got hurt otherwise. The victim who died was an 18-year-old who was not a student at the university, an 18-year-old man. Social media video shows people ducking for cover in a parking lot as gunshots rang out. It was like people shooting at each other, maybe, perhaps, we think. The university said law enforcement officials have secured the scene. By the way, I heard that there was like 16,000 people, or I don't know, it was a lot of people. And the Alabama Bureau of Investigations is investigating the ABI, Alabama Bureau of Investigation. The shooting is among at least 454 mass shootings, most of them probably by blacks, by the way. That's how you didn't know that there were 454 mass shootings, because most of them are black and they don't get reported as widely. Reported so far this year in the United States, according to the so-called Gun Violence Archive. No such thing as gun violence. Which, like Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, defines a mass shooting as one that injures or kills 4 or more people, not including the shooter, the person shooting. So they claim. And Bitcoin is up, I guess. Bitcoin Sunday hit a new record above 80 grand, 80,000, $80,000. The world's largest cryptocurrency is up 80% this year, dwarfing the S&P 500's still electric 25.7% gain in 2024. The crypto industry believes Donald J. Trump's presidential victory is a bullish sign for Bitcoin, which means it's good, and other digital currencies. Trump was once a Bitcoin skeptic, once saying it was based on thin air. Nice. He has fully embraced crypto in recent months, unlike the evil, crooked Joe Biden administration, which is Obama Part 3, which has sought to rein in crypto, meaning get control over it. The government always wants their control. Trump said in August that cryptocurrencies could define the future, adding that he wanted it mined, minted, and made in the USA, based. The president-elect also proposed a strategic national Bitcoin stockpile, akin to America's strategic petroleum reserve, which evil Biden depleted just to bring down prices for a second. Directly purchasing and investing in cryptocurrencies as a national security measure. Based. Shout out. Was music really better when you were younger? Generations of music lovers claim music was much better than when they were younger, says Commie Nonsense. And they don't disagree. And so people's youth has such a powerful hold on their taste for music. 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of eastern Cuba on Sunday. Pardon me. Causing material damage in several regions in the island as the island continues to recover from widespread blackouts, thanks communism, and the impact of 2 hurricanes over the past few weeks. God's judgment? I don't know. And listen to this. Toy manufacturer Mattel, quote, "We deeply regret this unfortunate error and are taking immediate actions to remedy this. An apology after printing the web address of a pornographic website on the packaging of their newly launched Wicked Dolls." It's horrible. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Thank you. understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question for this week. Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? You can, if you're busy and about, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white, and everybody and they mama if you're black. But however, you can be listening to the show live on your iPhone, iPad, as it is happening, right? By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday. All my life I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So amazing. It's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all the vets around the country and around the world. This video, short little video, is to the vets. A time to remember.
Veterans Day, November 11th. A day of observance, remembrance, and reflection. A day set aside to thank and honor all military veterans who have served our nation honorably in war or peacetime. Veterans Day is a federal holiday in the United States, observed annually on November 11th, and this day gives all Americans the opportunity to celebrate the bravery, service, and sacrifice of all U.S. veterans, living and deceased. A veteran is someone who has served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces, Public Health Service, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or Environmental Science Service. We must also never forget any prisoner of war or those missing in action who did not return home.
Amazing. Happy Veterans Day, all right? Amazing. Let me go quickly to Gabe out of Michigan. He's been waiting a while, too. Gabe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Wanted to say happy Veterans Day and thank everyone for their service who served. And appreciate the fact that you guys are doing the same.
Right on. Amazing. Yeah, I wish them well, too, man. It's a mess. It's amazing how the veterans sacrifice, these men sacrifice their lives for our country. And when they come back home, they are treated like second-class citizens in that they're not taken care of. They're taking care of the homeless people over the vets or the illegal aliens. It blows my mind to see that.
I agree.
What, man?
Just to share a little story that happened over the weekend. Went to church, and there was an elder or a mentor, and was talking to him, and I think we were in the gymnasium at that point, and he was in charge of a couple of missions here and there. And he, as he was in charge of these missions throughout the world, like every country that he was involved in, he wanted to put a flag up in the gymnasium. And as he did so, he wanted to make sure that the American flag was the biggest and the one that was raised the most above all the other flags.
Right.
To, you know, to show importance and the fact that he is patriotic and wanted to make sure that we're in this country and we're blessed to be in this country. And over the weekend or something happened where the flag fell down, and another flag next to it was just kind of still hanging on. And he was upset. And so I'm talking to him, and he's like, you know, they have no respect for the flag. And I was reminded of a training. I was in the Army, and at one point we did this. It's called survival training, where you're kind of like a prisoner of war part of the training. And as you're captured, everything is, you know, it's desolate. There's no green. Everything is like almost like black and white. And you're going through all these different trials. And at the end, when you realized you're freed from the captures, is that they raise this, the biggest flag you've ever seen in your life. And it's the brightest colors. And it takes everybody by breath. It's the red, white, and blue like you've never seen it. And then you hear the Star Spangled Banner playing in the background. And you begin to realize what veterans had to do to suffer for those colors to fly. And it was difficult to hear somebody who's, quote-unquote, a civilian or a member of my church being upset, but I wasn't really all that altered, so to speak, at that moment, until I remember that story. And it's, I don't know, it was, maybe I identified with certain thing, and then I started to catch myself, am I really being manipulated by this? Am I just going into my thoughts about it? What am I doing? And that's what was interesting. I haven't listened in quite some time, but the biblical question today.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
Exactly. And then I realized it's kind of like, you know, why am I doing that, right? Like, what would be the purpose of that? Am I doing it for myself? Am I doing it for what?
Well, one thing for sure, it was for yourself, and it was because you went into a thought and you had the memories of what has happened, and that's why you did it, that's for sure.
I agree.
So you got to practice staying out of thoughts. Are you still working on yourself?
Yeah, it's, I still need to. I haven't really done the silent prayer in, I don't know, it's been months.
And why not? How will you stay present if you don't practice being present until it become your natural and normal way?
I think I've relied on myself telling me myself that, hey, I can just go into these moments of realizing I have a thought, and that's what I would call my silent prayer. But not actually taking time aside to do that.
Yeah. And who is the self that's telling you that?
I mean, I'm realizing, like, when I catch myself, like, I'm getting either angry or at that point of, you know, getting carried over by my emotions. I'm like, well, this, I wasn't doing this before. Like, why is this all of a sudden a thing now? And then I would catch myself being in that thought, but it's been less and less. Like before, when I was involved with the silent prayer, I could see it on the daily. Yeah. Now it's like,
yeah,
I can't see it.
only because you go back into the darkness and you have become one with it again. You and your darkness are the same because you have now identified with it again. And it wants you to not be still. It doesn't want you to do the silent prayer because it doesn't want you, the darkness does not want you to be one with the light, because if you become one with the light, the darkness is going to have to leave you. The light and the darkness has no agreement. They can't, they have nothing in common, zero. And it doesn't want you to come into the, go back into the light. But you allow yourself to go into the darkness by not practice being present with the light.
Yeah.
So just go back to it. Don't judge yourself or anything. Just go back to it and you'll be fine. Don't say, you know what, it's been a long time or I've been this, because God is not going to hold that against you. The moment you come back, you're back home. All is well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, so just go back to the prayer, watch the thoughts, and you're fine. Nothing, you'll be, it'll, nothing at all. You'll be fine.
All right, Jesse, you have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. And happy Veterans Day.
Appreciate it.
All right. Let me go to first-time caller David out of California. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, David. Thanks for calling.
Of course. I just wanted to call and let you know, well, first of all, thank you for your show, and thank you for allowing God to work through you. I just wanted to share my story of how I let go and let God, and he's been revealing things, and he led me to your channel, and I feel like it was kind of he was giving me structure because he knew I was serious this time. And I just want to thank you for all you're doing and just share my story.
Right on, man. When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I don't care who fall away from it. If the whole world turn their back against away from you, against you, you stay with it. Stay on this journey and endure to the end. It's going to be amazing for you, but stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet.
Amazing. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Of course. And happy Veterans Day to all who served.
Right on. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. One line open there. Let me go to Matt, who's been waiting a long time, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Matt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Matt.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for almost a year now, and I got to say, your messages are fantastic, Jesse. And honestly, I'll joke, you're my great black hope. You really are.
The great black hope.
You are amazing.
Well, stay with him, Matt.
And I started your silent prayer, and I got to say, I've always been a bit of an angry person at things in life, and I don't like that. Anger is evil.
It is.
It feels evil. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
You know there's nothing good behind it.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I've been working on that very hard, actually, and I have found more inner peace. And I attribute that to finding and listening to your shows and listening to what you have to say.
When you stay with it, man, have you gone and forgiven?
I always, do as best I can. I try not to hold grudges with people or anything like that. I try to, you know, like someone does me wrong, I just, you know, maybe you just forget about them and you do what you have to do and let them do what they have to do, because you can't control other people.
Absolutely, man. And have you forgiven your father, your mother and your father?
I have.
Oh, good. You went to them?
Yeah. What was that, Jesse?
Did you go to them and forgive them?
I have forgiven both of them, yes. We've had talks and, anything that we've ever felt like, we're always been a very close family.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in family values and keeping the family together. And my parents are actually sadly separated. They separated when I'm 30, almost 36. They separated when I was about 10.
Oh, okay. Well, you stay with it. If you stay with it, man, you haven't seen anything yet. You got to have a clear mind. Your heart would be a perfect love, and you would never judge another person in your whole life. You will have an amazing life. You'll be fine.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
And I love it.
And you're right. Evil, I mean, anger is evil. And there's and most of the people of the world, they love anger. They love that thrill of being angry, and they call it life when it's really death.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually felt more alive in probably the last couple of months than I have in my entirety of these almost 36 years.
Yeah.
And that's because I've found more inner peace.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, you stay with it, Matt. You haven't seen anything yet, man.
Oh, I look forward to it. I look forward to it very much. And I just wanted to call and say thank you, Jesse. And I think you're an amazing human being. And I will be calling again in the future and hopefully with even better news.
Absolutely. Well, you stay with it. I appreciate that. Yeah, call me again.
All right. Sounds good, Jesse. I won't take up any more of your time.
Right.
You have a blessed day, man.
You too, buddy. I'm telling you all, there is another life, a kingdom within. But you got to work at it. You got to work on you. Let me go to, is it Jenna? Jenica, a first-time call out of Utah. Jenica, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
So I'm calling in because, last week's biblical question showed me more of myself.
Last week
more
was,
do you
understand yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I was answering that as yes. There's there's a lot of myself that I understand now after working on myself over a period of time.
Yes.
But I recognize that, like, one of the biggest things that I still don't understand and why I'm focusing on myself, which is this week's biblical question.
Yeah.
Is,
why do you pay attention to yourself? It's the brand new biblical question.
Yes. I love this question. And I think it's two parts. Like, I focus on myself so that I can learn and understand more of my inner world. And, I'm just kind of stuck when it comes to, like, health and food in particular. It's like, I mean, that's a logical thing that your thoughts need to be engaged with, right? Like, eating, what you're going to cook, all of that. But it's also been, like, a lifelong thrill for me. It's been something that I have always used for distraction, you know, different addictions, different eating disorders. Like, it's kind of been a big mess in my world. So the more and more that I get to know myself, the more I realize, like, it's just thrill-based, but I can't seem to understand how to engage with it logically without getting emotional or getting, you know, seeking that thrill. I don't, like, what is health? What is a healthy way to engage with something that is an everyday logical thing?
And so your question is, how do you... state your question for me again.
Yeah, how do you separate the logical engagement with a daily thing that's like food getting thrills from it?
The way you do it is be aware of yourself whenever you eat and when you drink. Be aware of yourself doing it. And you're going to notice how you go unconscious, and you find yourself getting a thrill from the food, and you're enjoying it because you have gone unconscious. But if you can practice staying conscious, then the consciousness, the light of the Father would change your relationship with the food. I promise you that. All okay, you need to do, you can't change it by yourself. You just need to be aware of it, that you're getting, you're going unconscious, you lost yourself into the food. It's just like pot or anything, really. All that stuff is used to make us go unconscious so we can forget about the truth.
Yeah. Well, and that's the part where, like, I start getting so much more up into my head. Like, when I am present with it, or I'm trying to be present with it, I immediately end up starting, like, I'll judge it, or I'll think, well, that's not healthy, or I need to eat something different, or I get launched back into my thoughts. Like, I'm pretty good at staying present the majority of the day, but this just seems to be such a, it's a huge challenge for me.
So whenever you find yourself, whenever you find yourself getting into your thoughts like that, just come back to present. Don't judge it, and don't let the devil tell you, oh, you're losing it, you're not conscious. If you are aware that you are going into your thought, you are conscious. So just come back. You find yourself again and again. Come back. If you have to do it 1,000 times a day, just keep coming back to consciousness, and eventually the darkness will disappear, and you will be conscious.
So anytime I have any opinion about the food at all, like, just be aware of that, but don't worry about it, essentially?
Right. If you have an opinion about it, you need to let that pass. See that the opinion is there, but let it pass. Don't call it you, and let it pass. Have no, the worst thing you can have in life is opinions. Let them pass.
Oh, it's crazy how deep they go.
Yes, because they're evil, that's why.
Yeah, for sure.
And they make you think you're judging yourself and everything because they're just opinion. It's like the Christians, they have an opinion about God. There was a woman called this morning, and she wanted to make me say Jesus Lord or something. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
But, so it's like the Christians, they only have opinions and ideas about God, but they don't know him at all. It's just an idea. Yeah. So that's how it is with food. And you have this opinion about food, and it making you judge yourself, and then you overreact, and you got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's really the hardest part. Is like, I don't have really any other desires. Like, I've really worked through wanting for anything and being very present in just what my life is right now.
Right.
But when it comes to this, like, I find myself wanting to, you know, treat my body well, wanting to have, you know, a better life force, better energy. Like, I want to have a different relationship with food and be healthier. And, you know, like I said, I've been through this for years and years, and it's just weird. It's where it catches me, where I don't judge myself otherwise, but I do in this.
Well, let go of your wanting to do that, because if you want to do it, you're going to have an idea about why I can't do it, what it should mm-hmm. be like to do it, when would I do it. Let go of any want for nothing, and just see that you have the wrong relationship with this food. And then make no opinion and just watch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it all important to you at all. It's enough to know that you want the right relationship with food, right? And that's it. And be conscious, mm-hmm. you'll be fine.
Okay.
Because if you want it so badly, you're going to try to make it be, and you're going to be frustrated because the way you're trying to make it happen is not happening. Now you're going to be frustrated, you're going to overreact, and you're going to pig out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's all in my thoughts. It's all, well, it worked before. Well, you've done this before. Oh, look, you know, like, I can see it's all just this craziness in my head.
Yeah, so stop consulting with the devil.
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes.
No,
it's a real challenge. No, it's so challenging.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I try every morning, every night, yes.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, but it's short.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every
night? I don't know.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
I knew you were lying. Why are you lying?
Because I'm trying.
You're trying to lie?
No.
Why are you lying? Why are you just saying, no, I'm not?
Okay, because food gets in the way of it every night.
So why do you just say, no, I'm not doing it? And then just go back to it. That's all. Why didn't you just say, no, I'm not doing it every night, every day?
Well, my mind, I think about it and I do try.
Thinking about it is not trying, and thinking about it is not doing.
You're right. You're very right.
Go back to the side of prayer.
Yeah.
And practice staying present so that you can become present whenever you sit and have a meal. And it would be amazing. You can't change it. There's nothing you can do about it but surrender to the Father, and He will take care of it. But you got to stop trying to do anything about it. It's enough to see it, and seeing it will take care of it, the problem. But you got to do the silent prayer.
I know. I have, intermittently I have, and it's a doozy.
God doesn't say be present intermittently. He said pray all the time, be aware at all times.
Well, and
the greatest sin that we can commit is to forget.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I find like it's easier for me to be present throughout my day, but I've found the morning and the night is the very hardest for me. So, like, I do it throughout the day as I'm doing stuff. I bring myself to presence, and I just watch what I'm doing and watch my thoughts and, you know, go about my day. I've been in that practice since before I even knew about you. But then when I try to do it, like, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, it's like my mind is just, like, it fights back. So
the reason is you're not conscious. If you were conscious, you would understand what the thoughts, which are evil, are trying to do to you, and you would not fall for it by not being still. You got to practice being still so you can see.
Yeah, I think that's the catcher. It's food is the thing that comes in to prevent me from being still the time.
The food is not the problem. It's your thoughts about the food.
Yes, it's the distraction. Yeah.
So go back to the silent prayer and stay with it, all right? Do it morning and night. And during the day, practice being present when you get caught up in your head, all right?
Yeah.
And don't judge the food. It's just enough to see it. It's like any quote-unquote addiction that all of us have, right? If you be present, they will fall away. I promise you that. But you got to practice being present.
And
stop identifying with it.
Yeah.
It's just food.
That's the hardest one. I know. Freaking food.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Great talking to you.
You too. Amazing. The Church of Chess is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry.
because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love for you. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, right after my show. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And Joel is on fire today. Get ready, veterans. The war is on. World War VIII. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punch It TV. 2 p.m., you're going to enjoy this one. Well, not that you didn't enjoy the other one. You didn't enjoy the other one. Watch this.
I'm back on board.
He's rapping.
What kind of ledge did seeing Trump at McDonald's where you walked back from?
Just the pettiness of it. Is this your spot? I'm in your spot. I'm everywhere. I'm at the gas station. He was like Batman. Like in 2016, he looked at everybody and was like, all y'all are owned. You know what I mean? Nobody pays me. I have helicopters. I have like planes and buildings. Yeah. Like, I'm Trump, bro. Like, nobody.
I pay you.
Yeah. You guys all have skirts and dresses on. Like, Trump is the one person to stop both potential first-time women presidents.
Yeah, I love that.
It was so diabolical. It's like so poetic.
Amazing. Today at 2 p.m., Punchy TV on YouTube there and Punchy.tv. Check it out. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m., a genius. Energy given to him by God. It's not even a loan. It's given to him. It's a gift. It's a gift between mercy and grace. And then some at 4 p.m. Check him out, all right? Let me go to a first-time call out of Denmark. Heard around the world. Oliver, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Jesse Lee Peterson, the man, the myth, the legend.
What? Happy...
Happy Veterans Day, sir.
Thank you. Happy Veterans Day to you, too. Thank you.
I got to tell you, man, you made me laugh so much, man. I really have to thank you, man.
Well, you know how black people are. They're so amusing. What do you say about
it's
black?
It's funny. It's every time I see a crazy black woman on TV, I hear it in my mind, she black.
She black.
I got to say, man.
Amazing.
What did you say? Tampon Tim is a beta male.
What a beta. I can't.
it's no wonder that Camilla picked that, chose that man, because he is like all beta. I'm like, what the?
Nah, man, it was so good that Donald Trump he won the election, man. What a victory for the world, man.
I know. He's already impacting the whole wide world. It's amazing how one man have that kind of authority. But you know, the beauty of it, Oliver, is that the same authority that we see operating through Trump, that is good, is in every one of us, right? But most people don't look for it. They don't know it. They don't know themselves, so they don't look for it.
But I think also that even though the Harris campaign had over $1.7 billion invested in the bullshit campaign propaganda, even though they had that, people still saw through their bullshit.
Yeah, and we on the air here.
That goes to show that people are not listening to their bullshit anymore. Sorry, I'm cursing.
Yeah, you can't say BS on the air because we have children listening.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, but what the? I also heard that they spent the $1 billion and they're in debt.
Yeah.
All that money they spent, they still ended up in debt and they lost.
But now people just have to recognize that Donald Trump truly, he doesn't do this for the money.
Right.
He truly does this because he cares about the world and the American people.
Absolutely.
And everyone saw that. And I'm just so happy that, you know, imagine if he didn't win this election, man. I cannot even fathom what would happen, man.
Yeah, yeah. God is with us, believe me, because
if
that female had gotten in there, it would be like, there are no words to express the darkness that would have come upon this earth.
You know, I have an idea for you, sir.
What's that?
You should write a book called Satan is Your Daddy. and then with the subtitle, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he wasn't your father.
Yeah, that's a nice title, man. I'm going to write that down. Thank you. Amazing.
No, it's... Thank you, Jesse, man. Once again, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Thanks for all the laughs. I mean, you really just made me laugh so many times that I have to thank you for that.
Right on. And stay with us. I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Oh, amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Rick. No, Rick. No, Rick from Hampton, Virginia. He finally get in on time, and then he's not there. Have anybody ever heard from Tony out of California? The one that says, America, something like that.
I think he's licking his wounds.
He must be. And the other guy from New York.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo. Jason from Buffalo.
Yeah, they haven't called us up to congratulate us at all. I ain't heard one word.
Where is the love? Ronnie loves us. He called to congratulate us.
Sure did. Right on, Ronnie. So Trump posted on X offering to help them.
The Democrats who are like in major debt, the campaign, whatever.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh.
He said, I'll help pay your bill.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's do super chats. And then okay. I get back to the phone.
Super chats.
The key bought our coffee, biblical question answer.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
To bear witness to the truth and behold its fruit.
Amazing. Deep. Thank you. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Someone three coffees. Hey, Jesse, I had a question. How did Melchizedek knew the truth before Christ made the way? Did God personally help him or something?
It was on his heart. It was in his heart. Just as it is in all the Bible hearts. But yeah, it was in his heart. He knew the truth before it was written according to the scriptures.
My second question is Jesus first in the family? So what about Adam? Is he also younger brother to Jesus?
What does that mean, Jesus first in the family?
The firstborn son.
But wasn't Adam before Jesus?
I don't know.
Who came first, Adam or Jesus?
Well, Jesus came, Jesus because as a Jesus, human being came later.
He came after the fall.
Right. They call Jesus the second Adam.
Yeah. So Adam fell to the woman, which caused the fall, but the woman fell to Satan. Mm-hmm. So Jesus came after Adam, so he would have to be the knee baby.
Right. But Adam became Satan's son. So he's no longer the son of God. Shout out.
But Adam was Jesus was a knee baby. You know what a knee baby is?
The one who's the second to youngest.
Yes.
Except Adam is the knee baby.
Right. Adam is the knee. Oh. Oh. But Adam was born first.
Right. Anyway.
And then Adam died, and then another baby was born.
Right.
So, I see what you're saying.
Whatever.
Yeah. Interesting question, though. How you come up with that? amazing. Thank you.
Someone's been having three coffees.
Evidently.
Thank you, someone. Soul Conscious, five coffees. James, you skipped my coffee from last Thursday. Thanks. I read it now.
We read it earlier, right?
Anyhow, church was amazing. Jesse, Trump won the men's vote in every age category. Do you think men are starting to wake up?
I hope so. That was deep. I think men really recognize real masculinity when they see it. The real deal, not somebody just saying that they are and blah, blah, blah. But I think they recognize it when they see it. So, but right on. Thank you. I hope they are waking up, because if ever we needed the men to wake up, we need it now, Lord. Come by here. Come by here. Amazing. Thank you.
Jay Len. Cash App, no message.
Thank you, Jaylen. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jaylen.
Yeah.
Carla says, thank you for your help on Cash App.
Thank you. Amazing.
Justin says, thank you for your work, also on Cash App.
And thank you, Justin, and thanks for all of you for helping to support the work. Thank you.
Kevin Howe says, it doesn't seem like all sin is washed away and everything is finished.
Well, Jesus even said, all your sins have been washed away. I forgive you. All your sins have been washed away. And it's just human beings. I ask that they don't know it because they listen to these stupid preachers and others calling their vices sin. Isn't that amazing? And God quite clearly said it's of the heart. When you forgive, you become free. Why do you think you become free? But I understand what you're saying, though. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Cesar, 14 coffees. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Strong brown arm emoji.
Right on.
Thank you, Cesar. Tony bought a coffee. One word for liberal women denying men sex in the future and their future. Lesbians.
That's it at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Matt J. bought a coffee. Jesse and crew, I'm fine with these crazy liberal women deciding not to have babies.
Yeah.
It means there will be less liberals being born into American society moving forward.
I rest my case. Amazing point. Thank you.
Three coffees from Ariadne J. So happy about this 4B movement. Less abortions, she says bastard children. Our means born before their parents were married.
Bastard child used to be so popular word.
Yeah, I know.
Whenever a woman had a baby out of wedlock, they were like, yeah, that was bastard baby. She got a bastard child. And then the kids at school would tease you about being a bastard child.
So she says, less bastard children. It's fewer bastard children. Our tax dollars are going to take care. Don't say that too much, kids. Our tax dollars are going to take care of, and more men will heal after these past 12 years of delusional feminists putting men down. More men for us conservative women.
That's right.
Thank you, Ariadne.
Have you, when you were a kid in school, did you tease the bastard children for being bastard children?
I didn't know whether they were or weren't. I just knew that they had. I'm not sure that I knew any.
The bastard children were the ones that always got the free lunches.
Well, I knew some children of divorce.
That's a slut. You see them, you see the bastard children in the cafeteria. They had those free government cucumber lunch. And they're like,
the rest of us had to pay.
Right, we had to pay. Like, ooh, that's a bastard child.
I only paid when it was pizza day. Other than that, I brought my lunch.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we just said, ooh, that's a bastard child. They're getting a free lunch.
That's funny.
Y'all didn't do that?
No, it was embraced.
You knit?
No.
Kids aren't born out of wedlock in the suburbs.
That feels like something out of a movie. That's hilarious.
What? The bastard chair?
Just the scene of a bunch of teenagers going like, do you know what a bastard is? Here, let me show you in the dictionary. This is you, little punk.
But I haven't heard the word bastard child so long. It sounds strange almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there could be a lot of bastard children.
Yep.
Not a lot.
And those are the problem children, and that's why... You call somebody that when they're obnoxious and crazy.
And the bastard children didn't have good clothes.
Oh. Because it was all like.
Because their mama couldn't afford it, I guess. Yeah. And the bastard children got the free lunch.
Nice.
And we had to pay. Amazing. Okay. Thank you, though. I don't know how.
Thank you, Ariadne.
But I forgot about the word bastard children. Bastard child. Amazing.
Johnny, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, I want to thank you for helping me find the kingdom within and becoming able to see. You always say we shouldn't have an opinion on anything, and we shouldn't judge, as we don't know what is right and wrong, nor good and evil. So my question is, how can we speak up against something if we are unable to distinguish right from wrong or good from evil? Greetings from the Canary Islands, Spain.
That is such a good... You made my point. Be quiet. Stop speaking up against all this stuff. Because all you're doing is, like I read in this book the other day, you're measuring your vanity against someone else's vanity. And if their vanity doesn't agree with your vanity, you judge them. But if their vanity agrees with your vanity, you would not judge them. We do not know right from wrong. I promise you that, too. We do not know right from wrong. Isn't that amazing? But if you stay in the light, you will know right. And when you know right, you're going to clearly understand wrong. But you won't have an opinion about it. Zero opinion about it. Zero. Not a thought about it in mind, in eyes, in words, in gesture, or emotions. Isn't that amazing? Amazing question. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Out of Spain. J Nev says, that's an awesome shirt, JSC.
Thank you.
Over on Kick.
This is my veteran shirt and my 4th of July shirt and my whatever shirt. Thank you.
Kick.com/JSC Lee Peterson. Thank you, J Nev. Yeah. Queen Cutie Pie bought a coffee with a tip about the man she hopes becomes the Great White Hope's ATF director.
Amazing. Great. I hope so, too, then, for you.
Nice. And she says, Happy Veterans Day, sir.
Thank you. Happy Veterans Day to you as well.
Thank you, Queen Cutie Pie. Chris says, with three coffees, says, thanks. Great show.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Three coffees from Elizabeth. Hola, Jesse. Dímelo. ¿Qué lo que?
Sí. Gracias.
What a mess I am seeing explode from the left. I am pro-life and expressed that in a Facebook post. Big mistake. The feminists quickly attacked me. I responded with logic and asked them to research Margaret Sanger. Needless to say, they got ticked, and nobody was able to tell me who Margaret was. Interesting when they realize what they're truly standing for.
Yeah, it's amazing to me now, not before, but now, to see human beings fighting one another over disagreements. And rather than just have a disagreement, hey, I disagree, I voted for this person, that person, blah, blah, blah. But they get mad, don't want to talk anymore, and don't even want to have sex. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Bendiciones to you and the team.
Bendiciones to you, too.
What?
Bendiciones.
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 She says they refuse the truth because it destroys their delusion.
Yeah.
Ray bought a coffee. Hey, Uncle Jesse and the gang, I have a bit of a problem. I used to take care of my mom when she was sick a few years back when I was in college. I ended up dropping out to take care of her, and I was always by her side. I feel like my late teens, early 20s were stolen from me.
Yeah.
Fast forward, I got to college degree last year, my college degree. Now she gets upset because I'm hardly ever home. I'm a 24-year-old female with a boyfriend and a life to live. What should I do when it comes to my mom being upset at me?
Can you imagine, just think for a minute, that your mother will have you drop out of college to take care of her? Where's her husband? Where's her boyfriend? You're not a boyfriend. Do what you want, but go live your life. You're not responsible for your mother. You're not your mother's brother's keeper. Do what you want, but I recommend you go live your life and don't be angry at her. She can't help it. These women act like they have children so that somehow they're having these children because they need somebody to take care of them. So they have children. What a mess.
Make it make sense.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Adan on Cash App, thank you for all your amazing work.
Thank you.
Christopher says, hey, if you're competitive, does it mean you're arrogant? Potentially.
Yes.
Yes.
Why not live a non-competitive life? You should still have fun. You still can do your best and still be free. Lay down your competitiveness and live a simple life and let it be. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Brandon from Oklahoma bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, on today's second hour, a caller asked you to profess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Why couldn't you? Is this a misunderstanding that wicked and evil spirits cannot say these types of things? Kind of like how supposedly undercover cops can't deny if they're cops if you don't ask them directly. Laughing face emoji.
How is it that somebody can make me say my name is Tudo? What's his name?
Toby.
She sounded serious. That's insanity. I'm not responding to that kind of insanity. What the? Amazing. And she was something like, well, in order for me to continue to listen to you, you need to confess Jesus, Lord and Savior. I don't need that kind of person listening to me. What? No, I wish her well, though. She Indeed. Meant well. She really does.
Nice.
She's just insane.
Shout out.
Shout out to the insane person.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon from Oklahoma. So is it a misunderstanding that wicked and evil spirits cannot say that Jesus is Lord and Savior?
I don't understand the question.
Never mind. Got to keep it moving. Aries won with a diamond. We'll deal with it later. I'll deal with it for you, Brandon.
I really don't.
I understand it, but I can't explain it. I don't
even understand it. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries won with a diamond. No message.
Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors. Aries won games for Rec, Bloody something. Cactus Eater Bear, Misty, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew. And there was a rumble rant from Pastor Chatelet. Saying, Orange Man got Tom. You have to go back. Homan. What the? What does Great White Hope have to say today, Jesse friend?
Let me check.
Tom Homan.
Is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
Very nice.
That's right.
Forgive your mama says,
thank you.
How do I live from the kingdom of heaven within me?
By being aware of what's going on in the mind.
Just be aware of it. See it. You're present and you're in the kingdom. You really are in the kingdom. Amazing. So stay present rather than in your head about tomorrow or yesterday or what will or will not happen or what you have or have not done. Stay present and you're in the kingdom. It's right at hand. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow, I'm out of time. Where did the time go? Ain't no use in praying for this time. It's gone. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. Just stay. When you've done all you can do to stay, stay some more. All right? You will not regret it. Men and women, stay there. Just stay there. All right? Amazing. You just because somebody tell you, trying to make you say Jesus Lord or whatever, whether that how would you believe that if somebody made you say it? Say it. What a messed up world, but I understand it. Hake is coming up now, thehakereport.com, and after the Hake Report, Joel Friday at 11 a.m. and after Joel Friday at 2 p.m. Puncher TV, PUNCHIE. TV. And then after Punching TV, the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Thank you for your support. I do appreciate it. Get your orders in so we can get them back to you before Christmas. All right? And donate to my nonprofit. It's tax deductible. Our tax write-off. Okay. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick. Poor Rick. I tried to get to Rick and he wasn't there. What the? Rick, call me tomorrow if you can or when you can. And Tony from a first-time caller from New York. Call me again, Tony. And all the callers that are dropping, I'm out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. Happy Veterans Day. Enjoy your day. And do the silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/prayer. Just be still and know the truth. Take care, folks. Other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans.
They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you